The world's best radio show, with due respect to Mr. Sparks, was surely Alan Freeman's Sunday evening chat rundown on BBC Radio 1 in the early 70s. We'd always talk about it next day at school. The show finished just before the 7 p.m. time pips that preceded the news headlines. Then Radio 1 merged with Radio 2, and the clip-toned announcer said, "And now, sing something simple," with the Clith Adams Singers, accompanied by Jack Emlow, with a lone accordion leading into their theme tune. The magic of the modern age means that we can revisit old radio shows posted in the internet. You can hear again Fluff spinning the chart of a week in, say, June 1972, and wait for the very best bit. The start of that spectacular background tune at the sign of the swinging cymbal Alan Freeman used when he read out the singles chart down. Chart countdown. It went do 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 do. You must remember it. He'll say with slight hesitation, "Oh, I'm all right, pop pickers," and then that belting blare of brass and swing goes off like a spread of sharply timed musical fireworks. And the vocal inflections he uses when he ends his phrases and sentences sound as if they're questions. "Up to number 7, if not for you, from Olivia Newton-John." The final word is a few tones higher than the one spoken before. Freeman came from Australia, and this style of speech was then very unusual in the UK. It wasn't until the 1980s and the invasion of the Australian soap opera that the affectation was adopted by a generation. And today, even when younger people wish to impart unchallenged facts, they end the sentence as if they're asking a question. I blame Jason Donovan and Kylie Minogue myself, but never ever Alan Freeman.
Would you like a little treat?
Yes, please.
Stand by. And the great thing, Brian, is that every week he did it live.
Yes.
And the timing down to number one when Brian Fahey and his orchestra finished was just perfection every week.
And it's just, the hairs in the back of my neck are just standing up. I'm 13 and 14 again listening to this as it goes on. And it was just, and the timing, as you say, was all right. That's right.
It was an appointment to listen to the radio, and I must do my job properly here because I mentioned this yesterday. There's a new BBC service that went fully live the day before yesterday called Genome, G-E-N-O-M-E.
Yes, you told me about
Genome.ch.bbc.co.uk, when you can look at every Radio Times in history from the 1920s. How about that?
That's a wonderful, that's a good thing that the internet provides us, isn't that great?
I've got a minute in hand, so we can try and do this live.
All right. Sleep tight.
At 5, up 4 from last week's 9. The Electric Light Orchestra. At 4, it's a non-mover for Engelbert Humperdinck. At number 3, last week's number 1, the Bay City Rollers. At number 2, it's a new entry for Elton John. And we have a new number 1 from George Michael. It's called Faith. And Brian Moore, with his pause for thought, will be back tomorrow. All right, PFT pickers. Uptight, all right. That's the way it went. Good night. Almost got away with that. We didn't script that at all, did we? You can tell.
Very good.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.